Now for the latest edition in our occasional series, Upstarts. We'll hear from a stay-at-home mom who launched a multimedia publishing company from her kitchen table in Laramie. Katie Heim is the owner and editor of three high-quality magazines that focus on life in and across the Cowboy State. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez reports.
The door to Katie Heim's publishing headquarters is guarded by Daisy, the Maltese Yorkie mix.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Heim and her husband Levi plan and publish Wyoming Weddings, Wyoming Lifestyle, and Wyovore magazines in their sunny kitchen, the walls lined with their children's artwork. Katie is a Wyoming native and says the job is a great fit for her.
I love connecting with people. I really, really do. And I love learning about what people think about our state. And I love learning about personalities and the differences in our state. And when I learn all those things, it makes me feel even more connected and more of a cheerleader for Wyoming, because it is just such a neat place to live.
The publishing business is a second job for Heim and her husband. He's a geologist who's on the road a lot. Heim has always loved writing, but pursued a practical career as a medical sonographer. She switched to part-time work after the birth of her second child, but she got antsy sitting at home and wanted to start her own business. After selling cosmetics out of the house for a while, she heard that a wedding guide in the state had folded, leaving a void in the local bridal publishing market, and she pounced. Heim and her husband poured their savings into creating Wyoming Weddings, a free annual bridal planning guide. Unlike national wedding magazines, her wedding guide would help Wyoming brides prepare for weather and wind, a limited number of venues, and manage relationships with vendors in the state.
It is a smile and handshake state, and it is a state that works very much on personal connections, and those things make a wedding a very special day.
Heim writes many of the articles herself, but she also hired contract writers, photographers, and a designer, and released the first issue in January of 2009. Heim's husband handles the website. Heim also tracks down dozens of advertisers and personally distributes the magazine to hundreds of locations across the state.
Because, you know, and you, if, well,
for
and,
weddings work,
yeah.
Specifically, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Preparing for the 2014 issue, Heim interviews Rich and Stephanie Osborne, who own Ardent Photography in Laramie. They're helping her compile a list of tips for choosing a wedding photographer. Stephanie remembers meeting Heim at a bridal expo several years ago and being impressed by her energy.
I mean, Katie's one of the hardest workers that we know. I would say that, like, she multitasks and keeps herself busy and works so hard for her advertisers. And so you really feel comfortable putting in an investment for her because you know that she's going to make it pay off. If anybody can do it, then she'll do it because she works so hard.
Since 2009, the magazine has grown in size and quality, now featuring large, colorful photo spreads on thick, glossy pages. 8,000 copies went around the state this year, and Heim plans to print 10,000 in 2014.
Hello?
But Heim had energy to spare and set about developing a free quarterly magazine covering more Wyoming stories. Wyoming Lifestyle magazine first appeared in 2010. It profiles unique homes and interesting people, highlights University of Wyoming sports, and offers health tips. Heim recalls one of her favorite stories in which she interviewed the Sunbonnet Gals in Torrington.
They sew sunbonnets once a week in the senior center. It's the cutest thing. And they actually use a real, honest-to-God pattern from the Oregon Trail days. And it's so unique that they are not allowed to share it. They keep it under lock and key.
Heim estimates that Wyoming Lifestyle has about 35,000 readers in print and online. But with even more energy to spare, she created Wyovore in 2011. That annual magazine targets people outside of Wyoming and features Western-style tourist spots, restaurants, and hotels around the state. 2,000 issues out a year at about $5 a pop. Heim says it's especially popular in Italy, home of the spaghetti Western. This year, Cody's Chamberlain Inn was featured in a 4-page article with photos highlighting the bright, cozy building and grounds. General Manager Kelly Deal Statton says she was impressed by the quality of the spread and was happy to find that Wyovore targets the very same people the inn hopes to entice.
You know, obviously, any exposure we can get outside of the state or inside the state is great. And the article that was written about us is much more in-depth than any sort of advertising we could do.
Haim says she would like to continue growing the magazine business when her kids get older. As it is, she handles most of the advertising, writing, editing, and distribution herself, and she estimates she works about 60 hours a week. That doesn't include her part-time sonography job. Haim says the magazines are turning some profit, but she's not seeing the revenues just yet.
And sometimes when you're 3 or 4 years into it and you're working on paying off that debt and you haven't paid yourself yet and you're sitting up at midnight and you look awful and you're like, oh my God, why am I doing this?
But Haim says positive feedback from readers gets her through the hard days and energizes her. She knows the publishing industry nationwide is in a rocky state, but she says it's worth it to take a chance on what you really love. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Martinez.